$2,500 per user per year, plus the $206 that we charge for Ron's services. So they will be responsible for that. But if I'm successful in getting another grant to cover those fees, then those costs go away. But for now, user 151 and above is going to have to pay their own, the user fee.
Question. Yes. Do you have additional people inquiring about it other than what you
We had one office ask about it, that emailed, that talked with them about it, but their one office had a whole bunch of questions and didn't want to sign. And so we just told them what the situation was, and I don't know where we're at after that. But
yeah.
But nobody else, no other office has said that they want to come on, you know, after we reach that 150 limit. But there's another, I think there's about another 7 to 10 offices that had originally indicated they were interested, but hadn't returned the agreement, signed agreement. So so that's kind of where we're at with the actual agreements. I do have, as of now, we have Wasatch County, Provo City, Joab County, South Jordan City, Sandy City, West Valley City, and Beaver County, all using the prosecutor. And I have Iron County, Silver City, and Saratoga Springs scheduled to install in the next month. And there's a couple of others that are ready, that said they're ready. We just haven't scheduled an exact time yet. I mean, for example, Summit County is, they're about ready. They want to get going, but I haven't received. I sent out a pre-deployment list that people have to give me some information to prepare a prosecutor to put in their office. And the ones I've received back, we've pretty much scheduled. The ones I haven't scheduled yet. So I think I sent it out to everybody that had signed agreements, that pre-deployment list. As soon as I get it back from them, then let me schedule it. So it's just going forward as fast as I can get to people. I think it was St. George City. I also said we wanted to schedule something.
Yeah, we're just finishing the checklist.
They're just going through that. Okay, so then we'll schedule that.
So what's the projected schedule to get everybody that, you know, up to our 150 users up and running?
I'm not sure yet until I see when they want to go. I've been pretty aggressive in just scheduling them and go in and doing them as soon as they could, because I did three in a 2-week period. And that did cause a lot of little stress for a few minutes while I was working on. Documents have been the biggest issue still. Some of them just the ones we came up with don't quite work for them. And actually we're getting a new way of editing documents that will make that a lot easier to make standard ones apply for anybody. So we don't have to do custom ones for a lot of folks. But we're just progressing, and it's not too big a deal. And so far, I don't have to work overtime to make it work. For example, I can get it all done so far. So.
And what's the projected e-filing date? Because it was spring, and then it was summer. And...
Yeah, I don't have a projected date. They had some issues with the vendors. They had to talk to two different vendors, and one of them wouldn't talk to them. So they tried to get that resolved, and that's been. And the courts wouldn't talk to them at all because they said, you got to talk to our vendors. They said, well, we need your information from you first. Anyway, they went the rounds. And they're getting it ready and trying to get it working in one place, and then they'll extend that out to everybody once they have that troubleshooting and bug elimination, I guess, because there will be some of those for sure going forward. But I don't know what's happened on their end for sure. I haven't heard any details about it other than that there's been a lot of frustration on their end trying to get it done too. And there was also, I think they probably dropped the ball just a little bit. Somebody was in charge and then was moved to another project. And I don't know if they got somebody else in charge right away. So I talked to Chris about it, who is my rep, and he got on the ball and said, told me a little bit about their end. They said they're pushing hard, real hard to get it done now. I think our contract said they had to do it within a certain period of time, and I think we're past that time. But they're still gonna get it done.
So they can give us our next users for free?
Well, I don't know. That's not me. Somebody else might want to bring that up with
them. We're past the contract.
Any questions for Ron? Ed, is your office using it? Yeah, how's it been working?
We like it. I mean, it saves us a ton of time.
Yeah.
But we're pretty frustrated about the e-filing.
Yeah.
I mean, that, they've got a million and a half of money dollars.
That would save a lot more time.
And they wouldn't even have been considered.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and Brian, you're using it as well?
Uh-huh, and that, we have the same, it works really good. Ron is amazing to say, hey, can we tweak this just a little bit, and it's done within 45 minutes. Yep, I'm done. That's been good.
Yeah.
The e-filing piece of it would make it, you know, the Cadillac of everything, but without that, it's still a little clunky because we gotta say something here and then download it here and then put it here and then upload it into here and then move it. So that's the clunky part. If we had just direct e-filing, it'd be great.
Do you know, or does the officers upload their stuff?
Oh, no, our officers.
Your officers?
They don't even let us know that there's a case. We have to film it every day and check it. So.
Now, oh, and there is a portal that officers can use to submit a case. And there's a few agencies that are using that. West Valley City told the police officers, this is the way you'll do it, or we won't take your case. I don't know if they said it that way, but it probably was. But I've got a lot of their officers have been contacting me to get, because I have to put their, create an account for them on the portal. I don't know how many they've been submitting, but there's been an awful lot of officers getting accounts on the portal. And when they submit it, it takes them minutes at the most to submit a case. We made it as simple as we could for law enforcement. And then it comes through, and there's and in the office they can see really easily which cases have come through in any period of time, and then they can go in and handle those.
Is there a way with that portal, can the officers get on and kind of check what's going on with the
case? Once they've submitted a case in there, they can go in and see the status of the case.
Without getting into confidential things?
Yeah. I mean, they just, what they don't see a lot of details, but they can see the case status, you know, that type of thing.
That's the carrot I'm going to start dangling, is you can check on the cases without.
And then they don't have to call the office to get that information. I mean, it's not a lot of data, and they have no links. They can't click on anything, but they do see a static text thing of what the case status is. The one drawback to that is that they can't, unless they have one login that all officers use to do it, they can't see all the cases at the office that their police department has submitted, but just the ones they individually have. And so, in Beaver County, they had one person come over, and they created an account for that one person. She submits all the cases. Now, admittedly, Beaver County is a very small county, and they don't have as many cases as anybody else, but one person in the sheriff's office submits all the cases, and so she can go in and see the status of all of them that they've submitted, which is kind of cool. But other than that, it's working pretty smoothly for those who do that.
Because I know Salt Lake, their contract is to get e-filing as well. So, I mean, that's been a big benefit to us, is that a lot of work had been done and was being done with Salt Lake's project.
And will be done.
And will be done, that we've been able to piggyback on. So.
See, we can file.
Yeah, see, I don't know, that's just weird.
I don't know why it's.
Yeah.
And I have been doing it for three or four years now.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't know why it's put the big differences. I mean, they have to change a little bit because the database is different. They have to change a little bit on one end, and the other end should be the same. So I don't know. I mentioned that, and I haven't heard back about why there's a hold up. So I'm not certain why there is. Do you want me to push a little harder and find out what's going on and where they're at and give me a little bit better data?
Yeah, we can find out.
Okay. I'm a little frustrated myself when I see that they're just not getting there. They should have the resources to just get it done.
And Bob, just to echo what Ryan said, for the benefit of everybody else, Ron's done a fantastic job. A tremendous amount of work with some very strong personalities, managing all of that. He's never been flustered. Turnaround's been very fast, and he's done a great job.
But he's even, every different agency wants it a certain way, and he figures out some way to just accommodate everybody rather than saying, no, you guys figure out what you want in general and I'll accommodate that. It's been awesome.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, thank you. It's been a great day. It's been a long day, very productive. So we'll see y'all in the morning. Yeah, oh yeah, you can just leave all your stuff in here. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Paul.
See the line, buddy?
Is it starting on Wednesday?
Starting on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, it's interim on Wednesday.
Oh, were you leaving everything in here?
Yeah.
You want?
And Janice is over there freezing, but then she's a little wave.
I was wondering if I could go out and get my coat. I was like, oh.
I'm wearing shorts and t-shirt tomorrow. I hear ya. How are you going back to my room? Oh, good. Oh, that's true. We're starting at 8:30.
Quick drive home and drive back.
Yeah.
This is October.
Thanks, Denise. Hey, take notes for me tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what it takes to
that kind of offset.
Oh, is it? I do need that.
Okay, I'll tell you when it's Thursday.
I like you. I don't want to talk to you either. But there are important things here.